It was a splendid experience. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. This channel produces comprehensible input. That is, the content on this channel is intended for English language learners. By listening to the language in these videos, you will absorb the English language. You will acquire it. No more studying grammar rules. No more memorizing lists of vocabulary. The modern trend in language learning is comprehensible input. If you're new to comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos on that subject that explain how it works and how you can use it. So let's get started with our story. I started out by saying that I had a wonderful experience, a splendid experience. We have experiences every day. Some are better than others. So what was this splendid experience yesterday? Our band, the community band, gave a concert. We had been preparing for our concert yesterday since January. Our band has about 80 people as members, and we have a conductor. Each member of the band is responsible for their own ability to read the music and produce the notes that are written on that music. So we each practice our instruments on our own, at home, for instance. When we rehearse as a group, the purpose of the rehearsal is not to learn to play the parts. The purpose of the rehearsal is to learn to play with each other and create a combined sound that works, that is pleasing to the ear, that is music. We rehearse every Monday evening, and so each concert has several months of rehearsal preparation. Last night was the culmination of all that work. So I suppose I should let you see a little bit more of what it was like. Let's start with... Excellent. So this is the way we dressed for our concert. When you have 80 people on stage performing as an ensemble, it's very pleasing to the eye if everyone dresses in a similar way, in a similar theme. So our theme was all black. I have to admit, we looked great on stage as a group. So let's see, what's missing here? Oh, the instrument. So I need my instrument, right? No, not this kind of instrument. Let's try that again. Yes, this is what I needed. This is a tuba. This is my E-flat tuba. It has three valves here, but there's another one over here on the side. So it's a four-valve tuba. This style tuba... This style tuba is described as a three-in-one upright tuba. I'm a member of the tuba section in our band, so we have about 80 people in the band, three of whom play tuba. We have played together for years, and we have become quite good friends. So now that you have a picture of what it was like, let's talk about the experience. Okay, so what was the experience like? Last night, the concert began at 7:30, so we needed to show up about 30 minutes earlier to find our place, adjust our music stand, make sure that we had everything we needed, and to tune up with each other to make sure that we all played in tune. The conductor came out and greeted the band, made some announcements to the audience who were in the auditorium, and we began the concert. We played two sets. So what is a set? Well, for a musician, The term set refers to a period of time when you are performing, playing music. Typically, a set is about 45 minutes, usually less than 1 hour. So if I tell you that we played two sets, you get a picture in your mind that we played for about 45 minutes, and then we took a break. We had an intermission. The intermissions are typically 15 minutes, and they allow time for people to use the bathroom, get something to drink, and sometimes refreshments are served like cookies. Now, for wind players, blowing into a musical instrument, it is not wise to eat cookies and then play that instrument because the fragments of food left behind can find their way into the horn, and this is never good. Good wind players know to not eat food and then play their instrument. So we played two sets. We did not play an encore. An encore is an extra piece of music that an ensemble or a musician plays after the planned concert. So what usually happens is you finish the concert and everyone stands and bows, and then the audience responds. Now the audience might clap approvingly and then start leaving. They were satisfied. They didn't throw tomatoes. Everybody's happy. But sometimes an audience gets very excited. Not only do they clap, but they yell and whistle, and they might yell the word encore. They might yell the word bravo. In other words, they show a heightened level of approval for the concert. They were more than satisfied. They were thrilled. In such a situation, the performer or the ensemble is very wise to have prepared an encore. An encore is usually a smaller piece, a little dessert of music, if you will, that is presented after the concert as a gift to the audience, as a thank you for the lavish applause that were given. Typically, our band, our community band, does not prepare an encore. I have never seen us give an encore. The subject came up after the concert last night, and a few of us discussed it. And perhaps in the future it would be wise for us to plan an encore so that we could give a little gift to our audience. Just a lovely little piece at the end. Nothing long, nothing elaborate, just something that's very sweet, like a musical dessert. So what happens next? Is that it? Are we all done? No. Now, we already have the electronic files that give us the music for the next concert. Our next concert is scheduled in May in a city park. So we will rehearse every Monday night and prepare for that concert, which we will give in that city park. Now, we have a history of giving concerts in that park. Sometimes the concerts don't actually happen. It's not uncommon to have rainstorms around the time of our concert, and some of our concerts in previous years have been rained out. One year, they had a big windstorm, and the wind knocked over a giant tree, and the tree landed on the stage upon which we were to perform. Now, that didn't occur during the concert, and luckily nobody was hurt, but the tree landing on the stage destroyed the stage. So when it was time for us to perform there, there was no place to perform. That year, the concert was canceled, and the park authority had to replace the stage. Now it's brand new and waiting for us to come in May. I was not the only one who had a splendid experience last night. That was the rule among the members of the band. I talked with a lot of people after the concert as we were putting away the music stands and the chairs, and it was unanimous that everyone felt that the concert went well. Most of us felt that we rose to the occasion. Now, rising to the occasion is an English expression that you'll hear from time to time. If someone rises to the occasion, they perform at a very high level, higher than expected, or higher than they had in the past. For me, I can tell you for sure I played better last night than I had played during the rehearsals. The ensemble that we had created with all our multiple rehearsals rose to the occasion as a group, and it was my distinct impression that the band played better last night than we had played in recent rehearsals. Our hard work certainly has paid off. So now it's time for all of us who are members of this community concert band to start working on the music for the next performance coming up in May. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.